Everybody's ego takes a shot on this show.
You gotta keep your chill with Jim, Matt, and Molly.
I am savage.
So you're not special.
Jim, if we want to play this game, we can play this game.
And I'm just like, my God, this guy's gonna swing on Jim. He's a complicated fellow.
People like me.
I don't think so.
This is Jim, Matt, and Molly on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
We're learning a lot about each other.
I think there's a very easy way for fans to blame Matt LaFleur because it is a lot easier to move off of Matt LaFleur than it is Jordan Love.
Packer fans calling for the head of Matt LaFleur is some of the dumbest and most insane things I've ever heard.
I think there is a Grand Canyon-sized gulf between who's to blame here and Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur, and it's Matt LaFleur. If you don't trust Jordan Love, that's one thing. Guess what? You're now coaching for your job, so you need to prove it's not you and it's him.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio in downtown Madison, alongside Josh DiMaggio, here's Molly Brown.
It is Jim, Matt, and Molly. Molly Brown, alongside Josh DiMaggio, filling in for Jim Rutledge and Matt Hamilton today. Ryan Wollersheim behind the glass. We are presented by Coors Light. Guys, or maybe just Ryan.
I don't know. Maybe both.
Yeah.
Should I do it? Should Josh do it? Pick one of us.
Josh, you know what? You do it. There when the mountains are blue, you know what to do.
And that's crush a Coors Light.
You should have. The way that the delay is, you should have just started as I was still talking, and then it would have sounded great. Would have been fantastic.
I fired off as soon as you stopped talking, by the way. As soon as you stopped, I was ready.
I don't know what's going on with my hair.
Take my job
right
here
now.
Seriously.
There is. I have a fluff ball in my hair right now. I don't know what's going on. That was a crazy break. That's why.
Okay.
844-770-3776. That is the Carbus Talking text line. Liz is more. You can stream us on the ESPN Wisconsin app and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. So I said we were going to get into the schedule game, which we are. But Josh, I just need to ask you something. Am I crazy for this take that I had the other night when we were over at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse? Because people are dragging me on our ESPN Madison Instagram page, which is annoying. I try not to look at it. I'm pretty good about not looking at comments.
Never read the comments.
See, I typically don't because comments. I'm just like, you know what? People aren't as smart as me, so I just don't. I just ignore their comments. But I can't because I collabed with ESPN Madison on Instagram, so I am getting all of the things from people. So my take really wasn't even a crazy take. It was just common sense using the eye test. Like, not that crazy. So my take is, the good old eye test. From watching Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur for, I don't know, the past 3 years now and what I've gathered from them. So I basically just said, Jordan Love is not good under pressure. He panics. Is that correct or is that incorrect?
I think you are mostly correct, okay. But I would apply that also to most other quarterbacks in the NFL.
Correct, but okay, so that was part one of my take. So Jordan Love is not good under pressure, he panics. Matt LaFleur is not good under pressure, he panics as well.
Mm-hmm.
The two of them together, they don't have anybody to balance out their panickiness, whatever
it's
you want to call it.
It's supposed to be Rich Bisaccia.
Oh, good God. That guy's probably... If that guy's not panicking, we have a problem. Good God. I hope we see Haversick this weekend. Is that his name? I don't even know. I can't... I'm over Brandon McManus.
Don't worry. McManus is kicking.
Good. I'm over him. But is that take wrong? Like, am I crazy? If you just saw a clip that said, Jordan Love isn't good under pressure, he panics. Matt LaFleur is not good under pressure, he panics. Is that wrong to say?
No, I wouldn't think there's anything wrong with what you said whatsoever. Matt LaFleur has shown it clearly in spades. He used to have his meltdowns on the sideline. Those have become a little fewer and far between.
But this time he just turns his back to the game now when he panics and says so he doesn't have to watch it.
Yeah, and all you have to do is, I mean, Jordan Love's under pressure numbers are not great. Strangely enough, he's really good when he's able to see a blitz, like if you blitz him, but if he's actually under pressure and doesn't have time to react properly, he is not very good in those moments.
Yeah, and I think just like the overarching idea of pressure in general, like I look at obviously the Cowboys game when it was supposed to be in O zone, right? So he either goes to the end zone or he throws out of bounds. Like he panicked and he throws it, and then they almost lost the game because of the throw that he made. Hence, I don't know if hence was the right word to use there. Another example, last week against the Eagles, right? He throws it to the middle of the field because that was just the guy that he saw open. Was that the best decision? I don't know. I don't think it was, because they end up using a lot more time. That could have been catastrophic there, too. Like, would have been a horrible way to end the game. He panicked in the Cleveland Browns game, right? He threw an interception. I love Jordan Love. Don't get me wrong. I do think he is a good quarterback. I don't know if he's great. I don't think he's elite. I don't know if he'll ever get there, but I think he has the potential to be great. We've seen it. But it's just hard for me to pretend like he is not part of the problem, too, with Matt LaFleur. And I think that Matt LaFleur panics under pressure as well. Like, I think you have to be a really good head coach, and you have to be good in multiple facets to not panic. Like, that is part of being a good head coach. So I just wanted to know if I wasn't crazy or if I just had a horrible take, because everybody's just telling me that I had a horrible take. So I just had to get some confidence built back in me.
I've gotten to the point where if I get tagged in something on Twitter, because I don't use Instagram, I will instantly retweet it and then mute the conversation. So whatever people have to say out there about me, I'm never going to know.
You can do
so
that.
So be as mean as you want.
You can mute
sure
it?
Sure can. I don't okay. know. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When I had my, which was proven to be like the all-time right prediction about the Brewers and how the lack of having any home run hitters and an offense that wasn't going to be stable in the postseason, and people told me I shouldn't have a job, that they would do better than my job, and then guess what? The Brewers had the worst run deficit like in the history of the sport. They scored the fewest amount of runs ever in a DS series. So pound the back to me.
Yeah, fair. Okay, good. I'm glad.
CS,
I'm not
sorry.
I'm glad I'm not the only one. So I do want to get into the schedule game, because obviously we've been talking about Matt LaFleur, talking about how good or not good of a play caller he is, all the things. And then Jason obviously said how many divisional opponents, which I honestly forgot. I forgot that they haven't even played the Bears yet. They haven't even played the Minnesota Vikings yet. They've only played mm-hmm. the Lions in week one of the season, and then they still have to take on the Lions on Thanksgiving, so then it potentially ruins all of our holidays. But Ryan, can we cue up a little bit of music? And do you want to take us through this Packer schedule? Do you have it on hand, or do you need me to filibuster here?
I mean, I certainly have the schedule on hand, Molly. What do you think this is? They play the New York Giants this Sunday out in the Big Apple. Guys, are we getting a dub, or are we losing three games in a row?
I'm very nervous to actually talk about this one. It does make me nervous to, like, speak into existence that they're going to win. I do think they're going to win. I don't feel confident in that one, actually. I'm also very nervous to see what they do with Jameis Winston. I know he's prone to turnovers, but, like, the way that they've been playing against backup quarterbacks this season, not great. Not great.
Yeah, I've got this as a win. It's going to be ugly. The score is going to be closer than we want it to be, and we're all going to come back on Monday and not really have changed our thoughts about the team in really any meaningful way, but they do get a victory.
Okay.
All right, guys, and then after that, we finally play our first game against those Minnesota Vikings. This game is at Lambeau Field. Guys,
does it matter at this point?
I think so. I do think that the whatever the name of the stadium is in U.S. Bank Stadium out in Minneapolis, that's a pretty solid home field advantage, I feel like, and it's a dome, which I think could favor the rookie quarterback, J.J. McCarthy.
And they pump fake crowd noise.
And especially. And the skull is the most annoying thing in professional sports, in my opinion. I don't know about you guys.
It's up there, for sure.
I mean, it's right up there.
Do,
all right.
Do, skull. Oh, God, it's dumb.
Molly, what do you think they do?
I'll give this a dub, literally because it's at home, even though I don't think Lambeau Field is very advantageous these days. But also, I think that, just like Jordan Love, J.J. McCarthy, not good under pressure. He's going to panic. I think his first time playing at Lambeau Field against, if this defense looks good, which I think they're going to, I think the Packers will win.
Yeah, I think the Packers defense eats him alive. Micah Parsons is going to give him everything he's got. Jeff Hafley's defense, it's going to be a tough game for J.J. McCarthy in this one. Who knows what the offense looks like, but I don't think it's going to matter all that much. Because I think J.J. McCarthy is ass.
You think so?
Yeah. I think he's played like... I feel like he's played like six good minutes in his NFL career to this point.
All in the fourth quarter against the Bears in week one?
Correct. Yes.
I haven't gotten to watch the Minnesota Vikings as much as I would like to. I know that sounds weird.
It's ugly.
They've been playing at like the same time as what I feel like the Packers a lot, especially this weekend. This weekend is probably their first game that I'm really intrigued by as they take on the Chicago Bears. But unfortunately, we'll not be able to watch that because that is at the same time as the Packers-Giants game on the same network. So
unfortunate. Well, all right, guys, the week after that, then it is the big Thanksgiving game, the one where we think they might ruin our holiday.
Loss.
Kicking off on 11:30 against the Lions. Actually, it says 12 on my schedule here, but we all know it's at 11:30.
Why 11:30? Mine says 12, too.
I think it's always 11:30, that Lions game.
I think you're wrong.
I think that first game on Thanksgiving is always at 11:30.
What?
I'm looking at a schedule here that says 12.
Yeah, I don't know where you're getting. I thought you were nodding your head, Josh. Like, we're back to the nods.
It must have been
the
half
what they
nod.
Mean.
That's yeah, yeah, what I think it was. So. Yeah, obviously.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about, Ryan.
I feel like that's been a thing for the past few years. Am I crazy?
I think the only 30 games are like when they're playing like in Madrid at 8:30 in the morning, or Germany or London. Like, that's about it.
Okay. Well, Detroit's, I don't know, it's very European, some might say. Well, this game is in Detroit as well. We all picking them to lose?
I'm calling this a loss, and I also will say that my Boldathon prediction on Willie and Tausch earlier this season was that this is going to be their only divisional loss this season, was just this game on Thanksgiving, which I hope is still true, but as we go through this, I don't think I'm right.
Yeah, I've got it as a loss. In Detroit, Detroit's not as good as they were last year, but they're still a pretty good team. I don't think the Packers win.
Rough. All right, guys. Well, the next week they have their third divisional matchup in a row. That is taking on the Chicago Bears, which, by the way,
I like this one at home.
This one at home, and you can also join Jim, Matt, and Molly with our Packers Flyaway contest. We'll hear more about that later. But, yes, this game would be at home against the Chicago Bears. Guys, are you picking a win or a loss? Molly?
I'm picking a win.
Josh?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm right there with you. I think it's probably closer than I like it to be. And the game we have coming up in 2 weeks after this one might have a different result. But home game against the Bears, I like the Packers.
All right, guys. And then the next week, that is their second to last AFC matchup. And also currently on the schedule, it's the final matchup that isn't for sure a noon kickoff. This game currently scheduled for 3:25 on CBS against the Denver Broncos at Mile High. Josh, I'll go to you first on this one. This is a dub or an L.
This is a loss, and it's a threat of being a shutout.
Oh,
I am terrified of the Denver Broncos defense and all they can do in terms of the way that their corners are playing. They have a great defensive line as well. Traveling to Denver, altitude, all that. Loss.
I think there's going to be a lot of Packers fans there, though. I do.
Really?
Yes.
I feel like Denver shows up
pretty good, but I think there's going to be a lot of Packers fans there. But is Denver's offense that good? Because if this defense for the Packers is as good as we think it is, I mean, they put up, 10 points on the Raiders the other day? Like, are they that good? They're a fourth quarter team.
From what I know, the Broncos running game is pretty legit. And if what we saw from the Packers defense,
J.K. Dobbins just got hurt. R.J. Harvey is taking over. He's very explosive.
There we go.
But I said shutout intentionally because I don't think they're going to need to score many points to beat the Packers.
Okay.
This is going to look very similar, I think, to the result we saw with the Eagles game. And we might be having the same exact conversation that we had this week against the Broncos.
That is fair. You could convince me that this is a loss, but and I think I called this a loss at the beginning of the season, but I'm going to call it a dub.
Now you're going
That's
dub?
Wishful thinking.
Wow.
Wishful thinking here, but
okay.
Wow.
Honestly, all these games that I've picked so far, wishful thinking.
I'm questioning the integrity of our schedule game not right now, Molly.
Yeah. Right.
It feels like wishful thinking doesn't count.
No.
But I'm hopeful. I feel like there's a chance. It's like a 51-50 chance right now. That's where I'm at.
Okay, interesting. Well, anyways, then the week
Don't
after
yuck
that,
my yum.
Molly's yum
That's
is the Denver Broncos. Interesting. Okay, then the week after is then they finally head out on the road to take on the Bears. And not sure what the kickoff time is on this one, but it's the Saturday game against the Bears.
It's a loss.
Do with that information what you will. Molly's saying it's a loss?
Yeah, loss.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm worried about that one. That's a loss to me as well.
Okay, and then the week after.
Why? Ben Johnson's good. That's what I have to say.
And Caleb Williams has been leading his team to wins.
Their defense is pretty trash, though.
Their defense is ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
They don't have anybody.
Do we believe Matt LaFleur's offense is going to be good by this time? I have my doubts.
And I think Ben Johnson is out to prove something to Matt LaFleur. I don't know what that is, but
yeah, he took that weird shot against him in the preseason. It'd be interesting. Mm-hmm. Could be an interesting rivalry going forward if Matt LaFleur remains the Packers head coach. That is, and then the week after that, guys, they got the Ravens also on a Saturday, December 27th. Deborah and Al.
I'm gonna call that a win. The Ravens. Well, yeah, because the Ravens barely beat the Vikings, and we just said that the Vikings are not good.
I think the Ravens handled them a little better than you realize.
Nope, I don't think they did.
I think
I'm
that
gonna
game
look
was,
right now, and now okay. I'm gonna be embarrassed if they did.
I believe you were just saying you didn't.
27-19.
It's an 8-point game.
That's 8 points. It was close at one point.
Fair. Okay.
Lamar's first game back. I have this as a loss.
Yeah.
The Ravens are going to have a whole lot to play for. John Harbaugh is a great coach. Lamar Jackson is a perennial MVP in this league. Yeah, I'm worried about that one.
They could have a whole lot of nothing to play for at that point in time.
We got a whole lot of nothing coming up next because we're
going to
have about
Sorry.
2 minutes for this final segment coming up here. So we got the Minnesota Vikings as the final game of the season for the Packers.
That's a loss.
On the
loss.
Road. Loss. Okay.
So I have them going 5-3. Josh has them going 3-5. Is that what you have them?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's bad. Holy Toledo!
Missing the playoffs is well within reason for this team.
Don't tell me that. I don't want to know that.
Okay.
All right. I got to get through this, guys. Well, we just talked about the Packers game on December 7th against the Chicago Bears, and you can go to the game with us, the Jim, Matt, Molly crew, as we are teaming up with Miller Lite to hook you up. Every Miller Lite purchase gets you an entry to win 2 tickets to the December 7th Packers game with us. That's right. We're giving you a VIP game day experience with exclusive access to the Tundra Trio pregame party. You and a guest could be living it up at Lambeau Miller Lite style. All you have to do is head to any of the following locations and get yourself some Miller Lite. Those locations include Paoli Pub, Poolies, hey, we'll be there for Wisconsin College Game Day next week. That's exciting. Pin Seekers, Missouri Tavern, and Tanner's. The winner will be announced on November 21st, so grab a Miller Lite today for your chance to win. This is Jim, Matt, Molly.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
There's like
Did you just say different flavors of hand soap?
Can we not call it flavors?
No, it is flavors, you guys.
Flavors of hand soap or lotion?
All of the above. Okay. Mostly lotions, though, is where it freaks me out. Yeah. They have lotions that are like maple or glazed maple donut flavor.
It puts the donut lotion on the skin.
Presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
This is why I am not in charge of running the show, because my clock management is horrible. I am worse than Mike McCarthy and maybe even that before. So thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Josh, thanks for filling in. We appreciate you. Enjoy your Friendsgiving.
Appreciate you guys.
Have a weekend. Go Badgers!